Large in the global conscience. And Americans wanted to see the Jewish homeland succeed. But there were also Cold War calculations. Israel became a reliable regional ally and a foothold in a volatile Middle East. Its military capabilities, its intelligence networks, these were assets the U.S. could not ignore. Now, add to that domestic politics. Evangelical voters became a predictable, loyal bloc. Politicians learned quickly, support Israel, secure campaign contributions, win votes, repeat. Premillennial dispensationalism provided a moral and seemingly divine justification for this political support, which made questioning it appear almost sacrilegious to many Christians. And yet there was a human cost in all of this. Behind these policies, there are people. Palestinian Christians. And I'm not pro-Palestine or pro-Israel, I'm pro-people, especially Christians in general. These Palestinian Christians, like those in Bethlehem and Ramallah and Jerusalem, live under conditions that would challenge the conscience of any believer. Mother Agapia Stephanopoulos, a U.S.-born nun, who has lived in the Holy Land for decades, brings this reality into a sharp focus. In her interview with Tucker, she described the checkpoints, the travel restrictions, and the confiscation of land, even from Christian families who have been in the region for centuries. She told us that the infrastructure of occupation is not inconvenient. It's oppressive. Permits are required to go to church, to visit family, funerals, homes are demolished, lands are seized, and communities are fragmented. Yet from the perspective of American evangelicals, these stories are largely invisible, because the narrative they follow says that Israel's survival is sacred, untouchable, and prophetic. And there's tension here. Because this type of theology drives policy. And policy affects people. And people suffer. And yet this doctrine, blinds most of the supporters to those consequences. This is where Christian ethics come into play. The teachings of Christ emphasize justice, mercy, and the protection of the vulnerable. This premill dispensationalism, as it's often applied politically, can be at odds with those teachings. Because supporting a government simply because it occupies land deemed prophetic, while ignoring the suffering it causes, is not biblical justice. And Mother Agapia challenges us to see Israel not only as a political or prophetic instrument, but as a peace that's a place where human beings made in the image of God are living and suffering. And she was urging American Christians to reconsider their assumptions. Our support should not come from uncritical theology or political expedience, but from a commitment to Christ-like justice, advocating for the oppressed, speaking the truth, and walking humbly with God. When prophecy becomes politics, nuance disappears. Premillennial dispensationalism has this effect. It transforms scripture into a lens that excuses any action taken by a modern government because it's seen as part of God's plan. The question, I think, still remains. If God's plan involves human suffering, can we truly claim to understand it? this is where American Christians need discernment. The world is not a storybook, and geopolitics is not a prophecy. We are called to act in ways that align with justice, mercy, and humility, not to cheer every move of a nation because it seems to constantly help to confirm a timeline that we barely understand. So what does this mean for us? First, awareness. We must listen to the voices of those living under occupation like Mother Agapia. Second, I think it's discernment. We must separate political expedience and theological fascination from ethical responsibility. And third, advocacy, informed dialogue, and a commitment to justice is necessary for Christians who wish to act in accordance with their faith. It's not easy. It challenges cherished beliefs, political loyalties, and comfortable assumptions. If we truly claim Christ as Lord, we cannot turn away from suffering of the oppressed simply because it conflicts with our eschatology or our political life. Supporting Israel does not mean condoning injustice. It does not mean ignoring the plight of Palestinian Christians or Muslims. It means being faithful to Christ above ideology, above politics, and above the easy narratives that have captured our pulpits and our policy in Virginia. So as we close today, remember this. Theology can illuminate, but it can also blind. Prophecy can inspire, but it can also justify. Politics can secure alliances, but it can also perpetuate oppression. The challenge for American Christians is to hold these tensions in the light of Christ. To see the suffering of real people. And to act. Not simply cheer from the sidelines. Prophecy. I appreciate y'all joining for me today on this journey, my way into work, and to deal with these complex, intersections of faith, politics, and human experience. May we seek justice. May we love mercy, walk humbly with our God, wherever He has placed us. Until next time, stay sovereign, stay free, speak the truth. I'm Contra. I'm out.